This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump took a victory lap on Capitol Hill Tuesday as he celebrates the special counsel's Russia probe ending. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
As he walked into the Capitol, an emboldened president said his attorney general's summary of Bob Mueller's report was great.
It could not have been better.
And then entered the Senate GOP's weekly lunch, where lawmakers applauded and said he was in a very good mood. Democrats are demanding to see Mueller's full report, not William Barr's summary. A Justice Department official says it'll take Barr weeks, not months, to finish reviewing the report and make a version available for the public. The official says there are no plans to give the report to the White House. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Trump administration says it wants the entire Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare, struck down. In a filing Monday with federal appeals court, the administration said the entire law should be struck as unconstitutional. Previously, the administration had called only for parts of it to go. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Protecting and strengthening health care is why Democrats are here on day one, the first day as we were sworn in the 116th Congress. The House voted to intervene against Republicans' monstrous health care lawsuit.
House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says the GOP is developing a better plan.
Obamacare has failed the American people. If you look at health care costs, they've been rising dramatically for everybody, including people with pre-existing conditions who in many cases are seeing double-digit increases every single year. Some people have $10,000 deductibles, which makes health care unaffordable.
Millions of people benefit from the ACA's taxpayer-subsidized private insurance plans, but enrollment does appear to be declining. This is VOA News. The U.S. House of Representatives failed Tuesday to override President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the southern border. Mr. Trump cited border security and humanitarian crisis to allow him to reallocate $3.6 billion from other government projects to pay for wall construction. The vote allows him to continue reviewing federal accounts for money. Meanwhile, Acting U.S. Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan announced that he's authorized the Army to use as much as $1 billion in military funds to start construction of a new barrier along the U.S.-Mexico border. The World Health Organization warned Tuesday cyclone-ravaged Mozambique faces a second disaster from cholera and other diseases as relief operations pressed into rural areas where an unknown number of people remain without aid more than 10 days after the storm. The United Nations said some 1.8 million people need urgent help. The death toll in Mozambique from Cyclone Idai has risen to 468. There are also 259 dead in Zimbabwe and at least 56 dead in Malawi. Israeli warplanes carried out airstrikes in the Gaza Strip early Tuesday, while Israel's military reported continued rocket fire from the Palestinian territory. We get more from Reuters' Gracie Jerome.
The violence started early on Monday when a long-range missile struck a home just north of Tel Aviv, sent, Israel said, by Hamas from the Gaza Strip. Israel launched retaliatory strikes hours later. There was a lull in the fighting later in the day as Palestinian officials reported an Egypt-brokered ceasefire. Israeli officials didn't comment on any truce. And as air raid sirens in southern Israel broke the silence, more rockets broke the short-lived peace.
Prosecutors in Chicago, Illinois, abruptly dropped all charges against Jussie Smollett Tuesday, barely 5 weeks after the Empire actor was accused of lying to police about being the target of a racist anti-gay attack. City officials blasted the decision, including the police superintendent, Eddie Johnson.
Do I think justice was served? No. Where do I think justice is? I think this city is still owed an apology.
Smollett's attorney said his record has been wiped clean of the 16 felony counts related to making a false report that he was assaulted by two men. The actor insists he'd been truthful since day one.
This has been an incredibly difficult time, honestly one of the worst of my entire life. But I'm a man of faith, and I'm a man that has knowledge of my history, and I would not bring my family, our lives, or the movement through a fire like this.
It was not immediately clear what prompted the decision to dismiss the charges. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.